This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Iranian Security Council reportedly meeting after an Israeli airstrike early Friday morning. U.S. officials confirmed Israel launched an attack and explosions were heard in the Iranian city of Isfahan. Airstrikes were also reported on Iranian targets in Iraq and Syria. Israeli officials were calling it a limited strike. Oil prices surged $3 a barrel overnight in the wake of the attacks. All 12 jurors have been selected for the hush money criminal trial involving former President Trump in New York City. Comprising 7 men and 5 women, selection of the 6 alternates will be done before Friday. Trump speaking to reporters after Thursday's court appearance.
I'm supposed to be in a lot of different places campaigning, but I've been here all day on a trial that really is a very unfair trial.
Trump's accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments allegedly made to an adult film star to cover up an affair just prior to the 2016 election. President Biden is garnering significant support from more than a dozen members of the renowned Kennedy family. USA's John Schaefer has more.
The Kennedys stood alongside the president during a campaign gathering in Philadelphia on Thursday.
This campaign is about Trump versus Biden. And what we need to do today is focus on Biden winning.
Carrie Kennedy, daughter of the late senator and presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy, lauded Biden's achievements during his first term and delivered pointed criticism of Republican frontrunner Donald Trump.
Writers for Sesame Street have voted to strike. The Writers Guild of America held a vote. All 35 writers for Sesame Street authorized a strike if an agreement on a new contract cannot be reached before Friday. This is USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The U.S. is hitting Iran with new sanctions. The sanctions target Iranian leaders and entities connected to the country's missile and drone program. The Treasury Department also says it's punishing 5 companies associated with Iran's steel industry and 3 subsidiaries of an Iranian automaker. The sanctions in response to Iran's attack on Israel last weekend. Speaker Mike Johnson's push for a bipartisan foreign aid deal in the U.S. House is dividing Republican lawmakers. Hardline conservatives in the Freedom Caucus are not happy to see the deal for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan aid coming to the floor without concessions from Democrats on border security. However, Ohio Republican Mike Turner says Speaker Johnson is doing what must be done.
Russia and Vladimir Putin have made it clear that they have sights well beyond Ukraine. We need to stop them there in Ukraine. The Department of Defense is ready as soon as we can get this package complete.
Defying the conservative wing of his party, Johnson plans for House votes on aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and a separate bill for the border. Hawaii's Attorney General's office is releasing the first phase of its findings from a months-long investigation into the Lahaina wildfire. The report points out several communication failures and identifies the starting point of the fire. It started early in the morning, August 8th, tracing the origin to fallen electrical wires. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Less than 1% of the people in the Balkan region are evangelical Christians. We at the Tide Ministry are pleased to announce a new partnership with Media 7 Balkan, the largest Christian radio network in the region, currently reaching over 7 million people with the gospel. The goal of this partnership is to establish more indigenous Christian TV channels and radio stations throughout the Balkan countries. These channels will air personal testimonials from local believers to inspire interested viewers to learn more about the transformative power of the gospel. The goal is for every person in the Balkan region to hear the gospel and every believer to become a mature Christian grounded in the Word of God. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is using broadcast media to tell people about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Sad news coming from Christian music. Grammy award-winning Christian artist, American Idol contestant. You remember the big voice of Mandisa? 47 years old, and she's gone. Our condolences to her family. And I had the opportunity. I met her when I can only imagine tour was going through, and we had a red carpet, a greeting and connection for I Can Only Imagine. And all I can say is that, she just was as precious as all get out. I mean, she exuded the love of Jesus. I mean, really did this. And I'm not just saying this just because, she's passed and people always want to say nice things about her. My impression with her, and not that we had lunch or, I got to know her really well or anything like that, but you could just tell. Sometimes you can just tell immediately when you meet somebody that they're genuine. And I mean, what a blessing and a gift that God had given her, that voice. Whew, wow. Unflippin' believable. And on top of that, a heart that was, in my humble opinion, like I said, in just this very, quick interaction with her and meeting and that sort of thing, just a very, very sweet person. And so, I feel for family and those that are close to her. The Christian community is grieving in the passing of Mandisa, but we're rejoicing at the same time because we know what happens, that here in this life, it's just not just about this life. John Fleetwood is with us right now from johnfleetwood.com. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Doing fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Just sad news. We were reporting on Mandisa's passing at 47 years of age. And I had mentioned that I met her in Nashville back in, I think it was 2019, for the I Can Only Imagine tour. And we met on the red carpet. And I was just so immediately touched and impressed with her genuineness. And, sometimes, you meet people and you may not know them that well, but you just feel like you do. And Mandisa, for me, and our connection that we had there on the red carpet was that way. She really left a big impression on me. I was just so thrilled to be able to talk to her because I just so admired her talent. Her voice is so powerful. But to imagine, here it is, 47 years old. But, it reminds us how fleeting life is, that this world is temporary, that, there is eternity. There is something after this journey that we're on. This is a temporary journey. And we have an eternity, an eternal journey to look forward to. And my prayer is that, this will remind us just how fleeting life can be, that somebody this young and, precious is now gone.
Yeah, it's very sad. Jesus said to the thief on the cross beside him that today you'll be with me in paradise. So I've no doubt that that's where she is right now, in paradise.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, thank you for indulging me on that. You're reporting on, as your investigations continue, whether hospitals profited, or we the people run Ohio State's legislature after Medical Freedom Bill was delayed by the healthcare industry. And this was funded by the Senate chair, right? Explain to our audience. I may have introduced this a little bit awkwardly, but, you know, there's lots to understand here in terms of, what's been going on with hospital profits, right?
Yeah, I think what you've got going on in Ohio, I don't usually cover local news. I'm usually more national, sort of medical and, these worldwide issues.
But it has implication, though, doesn't it, though, John? I mean, that's your point. That's why this interested you, because you're looking at Ohio and say, that should be a local story. But, you know, hey, sometimes what happens locally, it doesn't stay locally. And it pronounces a model or a pattern that's manifesting itself in other states. That's your point, right?
Right, exactly. So what you have is a bill, HB 73, that was put forward by a couple Republican state representatives in Ohio in the House. It was Jennifer Gross of District 45 and Mike Loychik in District 65. And what HB 73 would do, they call it a right to try bill. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it would give Ohio patients who are on death's door in the hospital the ability to interact with their doctors and have the freedom to choose the treatment that they and their doctors have determined are right for them, instead of being prescribed things or being forced to take hospital protocol medications like remdesivir that are
exactly
thousands of dollars for these treatments from remdesivir, which profit the hospitals and the drug manufacturers. So the hospitals and the drug manufacturers have a financial incentive to be against these bills. Whereas, you know, you could take something like budesonide, the corticosteroid,
exactly,
ivermectin, the antiviral, which are dollars per dose. So they're very inexpensive. So what HB 73 would do is give you, as a patient, if you're very sick with COVID, for example, you have the opportunity to work with your doctor to pick these less expensive, but equally as effective and safe.
Equally, some might say more effective, because remdesivir, as some have responded to that, you and I talked about this before, satirical comment or meme or whatever was, remdesivir was run, death is near. And, because at the end of the day, and the studies are showing, remdesivir wasn't all that successful, was it?
Yeah, and remdesivir, for example, as part of some of the research that I've been doing on Ebola and what's been going on with that Colorado bat lab, is I found out that there have been peer-reviewed studies published in, for example, the New England Journal of Medicine, who were looking at patients suffering from Ebola. They gave them remdesivir, and their mortality rate actually increased from something like 50%, because you have a 50% chance of dying from Ebola, somewhere around there. Well, when they took remdesivir, these Ebola patients' likelihood of dying actually increased. So remdesivir is not only, according to a lot of doctors and experts, less effective than, say, ivermectin or budesonide or some of these other drugs, in that it can actually increase mortality, according to the New England Journal of Medicine, in sick patients.
Exactly.
So the rub with the reason why this bill has implications is because it's the first of its kind, as far as I can tell. I've been talking to some of the different groups, these nonprofit groups who are there promoting this bill. There are these doctors. Dr. Bartlett knows that this bill would save lives, but this bill in Ohio should set the precedent for other states. they need to be adopting bills like this so that patients aren't forced to take these potentially mortality increasing drugs like remdesivir that they can take.
Exactly. Or worse yet, John,
that in every state.
Or worse yet, to be beholden right. to the WHO. We'll talk more about that on the other side. Stay with us. More from John Fleetwood after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. It appears every time we talk with John Fleetwood, I mean, we so appreciate his investigations and research he's doing on behalf of us, we the people, so that we can stay healthy and not fall victim into, the trap that was set to us, unfortunately, by, dare I say, our own government. and those who are interested in money and not in people. That's clearly what, John, I think, is that a fair statement? Am I being too critical? Because it seems that the only people that won during COVID is not we the people. You know, we the people were the one that paid the price. So we became lab rats, you know, for these pharmacists and these mad scientists. And what worldwide, you know, estimated 7 million people died, 1 million here in America. And of course, those numbers are confusing because we don't know if it was all, you know, COVID related, partially anything that we know. Reports have since been revealed that if you died during that period of time, everything was assessed to be COVID related. And at the end of the day, even the CDC at one point had to admit that the actual, you know, death toll numbers for COVID exclusively was more like in the 3% range, which after everything was all said and done, we're talking about a what are we talking about? A very soft casualty rate in a flu season, right?
Yeah, you know, Steve Kirsch has just revealed the other day that there is something like 9 in 10 of COVID deaths, or all the COVID deaths that happened in the hospital, or they happened in the hospital, and it was from a lot of the time from treatment. So these treatment options, like remdesivir, they put you on a ventilator, they end up being worse for you, but these are hospital protocols. And so it's like, why is that happening? So we just, that's why this HB73 is an important story, not just in that these bills need to be repeated across the U.S. Patients need to be given freedom. They need the right to try.
Sure, exactly.
Drugs that are already FDA approved, safe and effective, that we know already work. We don't want to try. If they don't want remdesivir, they shouldn't have to take it. They're, you know, to borrow from the left, it's there. It's your body, your choice, right?
And the
other aspect about this story in Ohio, even though it's a state story, it's not just that this should set the precedent for other states, but it's understanding how these local legislatures work, and it's incentive for why you should get involved in your local legislature. Because this bill, even though it passed resoundingly 75-17, think about that, 75-17 in the Ohio House, with Republicans and Democrats backing it, plus citizens, plus all these nonprofit groups, the bill's being held up in the Senate for months and months and months by this Senate chairman, Stephen A. Huffman, who's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's holding up the bill from getting out of committee. The question is why, if he
exactly
said out of one side of his mouth that he represents the bill. Well, you can go to opensecrets.org and you can see who is giving this guy money. Who is this guy's campaign?
Well, exactly.
The people who fund it, CareSource Ohio, it's one of the largest Medicaid managed care plans in the U.S. and Medicaid's the biggest money maker for drugs like remdesivir. He's paid by Molina Healthcare, another Medicaid managed care plan. He's paid by the Ohio Hospital Association, CVS, Caremark. So the guy who says, "Oh, I like this bill, but I can't for reasons that aren't totally clear." It looks like he's holding up these three.
Well, it seems to be real clear. Hospital. It's out of his wallet. Exactly. Yeah, your wallet is swelling up, buddy. We get you. You're obvious. It's always follow the money, right?
It looks like a conflict of interest. The guy's cousin is the Senate president, and actually Matt Huffman is the Senate president. So you got these two Huffmans that apparently, at least Stephen looks like he's holding up the bill, but his cousin, who's the president, who also plays a part in getting this walked through the Senate, he's also paid by the same groups. He receives donations from the healthcare industry who have a vested interest in HB 73 not getting put through. Yeah. So this is a microcosm of what's happening on a macrocosmic level in the U.S. In fact, the whole world.
Yes.
This is what's happening. These bills that the people, that gives more freedom to the people to take even better medication in some instances, are being held up because of these conflicts of interest, or apparent conflicts of interest, where these politicians just want to make a quick buck instead of saving at the expense of thousands of lives. Because remember, Oxford University did two studies. A stoic trial, there was a together trial in Brazil, but Oxford did two different studies that showed that medicines like budesonide, which this bill would give patients access to, all of the 9 out of 10 hospitalizations, people who were hospitalized from COVID would have walked out of the hospital the next day.
Exactly.
If they had just taken budesonide. So do these politicians want to save lives, or do they just want to make money?
They don't care. You see, this is the problem. They've become so ideologically fixed, they don't care about their constituency anymore. And as you said, John, this is a political pandemic of its own. And this is why so many, I think there's going to be you talk about a great awakening that's going to take place and that can go north, south, east, and west throughout this country of ours and affect the world, I believe. When, you know, people are, and I think they're waking up to this reality that they didn't help us at the end of the day, and they don't seem to be interested in helping us because it's business as usual. You know, it is their wallets that are swelling at the expense of the people. People are dying. Our liberties are being, you know, thrown out the door. This war on liberty continues. And then meanwhile, you hear Biden and the rest of the political apparatchik talking about a democracy. We're not a democracy. We're a democratic republic, okay? But they speak in terms that demonstrate to everybody, it's quite clear they don't know what they're talking about when they talk like that. And we're letting them steer the ship, John? I mean, buyer beware.
Dad, and this applies, like I said, this what's going on in Ohio is a microcosm of the macro, and it's not just going on in our country, it's going on in every country, but these politicians, you can pick Dan Crenshaw, look up, go to, just type in opensecrets.org, type Dan Crenshaw, Texas, click on it, and look at his contributors, and you can see it's people like the military-industrial complex, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, General Dynamics, Honeywell, these people that make rockets and bombs that he goes and says then, oh, we need to be sending those things overseas to Ukraine and Israel. Well, the guy's getting paid from the very manufacturers of these weapons. Of course he's going to say that.
Of course.
Anybody who works, if you have a boss and you work at McDonald's, you're going to say McDonald's hamburgers are the best hamburgers in the world. You're a salesperson representing that company. See, what we should have in Congress, really, Dan Crenshaw and virtually everybody in Congress should walk around with those NASCAR suits that those drivers wear.
All the sponsorship logos on them.
All the sponsorships.
Yeah,
it would make it so clear to everybody who pays these people, and it'd be so clear that when Dan Crenshaw goes and talks about sending javelins overseas to blow up people, I mean, really think about it. Think about how sick that is.
Yeah,
you know
exactly
why he's doing it.
Yeah, you don't care if he's a Republican or Democrat. It's like, who's attached to him? Because people do that which they get rewarded for, right? And that clearly is the influence.
Exactly.
This is just a bottom line common sense kind of thing. And when everything in our government works that way, so what's the whoop? You know, Crenshaw's navigating the numbers and the math that he's got his constituency convinced that he needs to be reelected. So he's working the numbers. So he's able to play the military game and, get away with it. Until what's happening right now is the American people are beginning to wake up in terms of, you mentioned Ukraine, waking up to that. But the other thing is, again, I reinforce and remind everybody, they're waking up to what the WHO is all about and what Joe Biden's trying to do behind, closed doors here and surrender our sovereignty to the likes of the WHO, a communist-run entity. How does that make sense, John Fleetwood?
It doesn't. People just need to start getting involved. locally and nationally. Start speaking.
Check
up,
it out.
Telling your local representative.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA News Update. The White House making it clear that President Biden's uncle was not eaten by cannibals. USA's John Schaefer.
While speaking at two campaign stops in Pennsylvania Wednesday, Biden mentioned that his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, was killed during World War II and then made a reference to cannibalism.
They got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Thursday aboard Air Force One, the White House press secretary informed reporters that Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan and that there is no truth to the claim that he was eaten by New Guinea natives in 1944.
Shares in Trump Media fell sharply this week following its announcement of a new live TV streaming platform. The DJT shares fell over 10% Tuesday following an earlier double-digit decline of 18% on Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour on standby for my good friend Jeff Cruer, connecting with him live from Louisiana, my native New Orleans friend who airs daily on WGSO 990 AM there. Always fun to get our audiences together and get the latest on, especially Jeff's latest commentary. He talks about 39 months of the Biden presidency. You know, the world is in total chaos. I mean, think about it. I mean, basically, Joe Biden has single-handedly done this. Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. You got to pin the tail on the donkey here, all right? And yes, you can hold the Republicans accountable as well. They are looking for a backbone and a spine. But, you know, this is what leadership is all about. You got to know when to tell Gorbachev to tear down the walls, right? And this is what's lacking right now. We need a Gorbachev moment, so to speak, to where somebody is telling the Democratic Party, build the wall, okay? And to get, you know, make sure they understand that we're serious about that and we don't care about the government. I mean, because look at what we're spending, $34 trillion and counting. And I don't know, what did they say? They were estimating some of the government spending $1 trillion every 30, 60 days or some incredible number. Can you imagine? I mean, we're flipping broke. We're spending money like drunk sailors. No offense to drunk sailors, they say. But that's what they're doing. And this is our money. that they're doing. And Joe Biden, I mean, what confidence did you have, you know, possibly that that he's on top of this? Now, I just got a quick note from Jeff Carrera. I'm talking to the my engineer here, that he's ready to go. I guess evidently he was tied up on the Fonito and on standby. So we'll connect with him in just a second. But, you know, again, these are the policies of Joe Biden. And when you look back historically, I don't know what you can say in terms of championing some sort of success. You know, for 3.5 years, he has devastated the middle class, and there seems to be no relief in sight. And and unfortunately, the Republican Party, you know, that we say should have a backbone. We would hope that Mike Johnson, yes, and the Republicans would do something to push back, like just saying, hell no. And so what? Jeff Carrera joins us now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me. Good morning.
No. Hey, always good to have you here, sir. You know, we were just talking about what's going on, you know, in the House and, you know, the Republican Party looking for a backbone. I mean, they're so afraid of closing down the business, but they need to demonstrate to the American people that they know how to govern, and that sometimes you come to those Waterloo moments, Jeff, where you've got to make a hard decision, and you got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. And it just seems that the Republican Party are just a bunch of nice guys, and they want to negotiate. I mean, it's like, you know, Israel trying to negotiate with the Palestinians. Really, when you think about the Republicans and the Democrats just want the Republicans to go away, just like the Palestinians want Israel just to go away, right? And the Republicans don't get it. You know, they just keep on doing this.
Yeah, go ahead. The difference is Israel fights back, Bill, and the Republicans don't.
Exactly. That's the point.
They know how to defend their country, and Republicans do a horrible job of defending their principles and defending their base who send them up there. I mean, they have these elections where they campaign like conservatives. They get up there and they turn into weak, meek lambs, and they just get slaughtered by the Democrats, and they just do their bidding. So we never get our principles and our policies enacted. It's just, how big do we want the deep state to be? The Republicans advocate for a little bit less, the Democrats for a lot more. And it's always an expansion and an erosion of our rights, an expansion of government. It's never turning any of this back around.
And it's not going
to. Mike Johnson was a supposed conservative, 70% ACU voting record. He was called MAGA Mike. And then he gets in the chair and he turns into this weakling that just gets rolled over by the Democrats. And he changes his position on key issues, Bill, like FISA, like Ukraine, and like doing deals with Chuck Schumer.
Exactly.
So trust me.
No, you're spot on, Jeff. And what I'm trying to get everybody to understand, and you know this about business, Jeff, the field of play is corrupt. You know, what do you expect? The model in D.C. produces a deeper state. That's what it's designed to do. So unless you're willing to go in and take that model head on and blow it up, I mean, literally blow it up, you're fooling yourself, because you just keep putting, you know, I think Mike Johnson on the surface, you and I talked about him before. I think he's a good man. I think he's well-intentioned. But we fed him to the wolves. And America needs to wake up that the field of play is compromised. It is set up to produce exactly what the Democrats want.
You know, Edward Snowden called the condition of Mike Johnson congressional capture. Others have said that he could be being blackmailed. We don't know. Or he could be intimidated. He could possibly have, you know, decided to go against his principles that he's had for years, and all of a sudden he's seen the light. He was in one briefing with intelligence officials, and now he's completely changed his views. So it's very disturbing to those in the grassroots and the base. I get a lot of feedback from people. We're here in Louisiana, Bill. We were initially very excited that this man was the House Speaker. And he has really let us down tremendously. And I know the people in his district are not happy with what he's doing. I know that.
Well, he needs to be encouraged, Jeff. Could you imagine you go to work and they first tell you, sit down, they go, hey, Jeff, you can talk whatever you want. You know, it's open. We want to uplift our audience and really, you know, pursue the truth no matter what it leads. So after the first week, they call you in. They say, Jeff, you know, yeah, you're on the edge here, man. We don't want you. Why don't you set, let's not talk about abortion so much. Just back away from that. You know, don't beat up Joe Biden. I mean, you're too hard on Joe Biden. All of a sudden they start, you know, clipping your tails, right? Well, right. The thing is the Beltway is more insidious than that. And this guy, the weight that this guy has to carry, because he's juggling balls. I mean, he's got Freedom Caucus. He's got, you know, the vast diverse interests of the Republican Party and all these people. He's got K Street influence. He's got fundraising. We're in a election year, so he's got to think about raising funds and, you right. know, what's his success going to be, especially on the heels of McCarthy? Because McCarthy, that's one thing you could say, was that, yeah, he was great at fundraising, but he had to sell his soul time and time again to where, well, you know, when it came time to yeah. count on him, you couldn't count on him because you didn't know who the hell Kevin McCarthy was.
And then he resigns in the middle of his term to make
Can you
the
imagine?
Job of Mike Johnson even more difficult.
Even worse.
And,
exactly.
And don't you forget, see, we've lost five members.
I know.
At the beginning of the term.
This is ludicrous. See, Jeff, this is the whole point. And I agree with what you're saying, but the indictment goes deep. And it goes deep into the party itself, where they really need to do some soul searching, because, you know, hand it to the Democrats. The Democrats at least know what their brand is. They may not agree with it, but they know what it is, and they're not about to get out of line, right? But the Republicans are all over
there,
the place. Yeah,
they get up there and they deliver for their constituents. They follow through on their hard left radical agenda. They don't waver. They're unified. And they pursue it, and they constantly crush these Republicans. As you say, we're not unified, and we don't have strong leaders. We haven't had a good speaker, really, since Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich, and, you're exactly right. Good point.
It's been one disappointment after the next. And
well, I would challenge. Yeah, I would challenge this idea that the Democrats, provide for their constituents. They don't care about their constituents. What they're doing is providing for a select part of that constituency that has the money. And that's who they're making happy. Because look what's happening. You know, if the Democratic Party's tent included blacks and Hispanic, I mean, don't stand at the exit doors. You're going to get run over.
That's all the Democrats care about is those big donors, Bill. You're right. That's their constituency.
That's exactly it. So it's all a facade. It makes it seem like, they're looking at, and they're meanwhile, they're killing the little people with all these regulations and everything that's Joe Biden representing, inflation, continue to spend money, and let's get involved in these foreign wars that we have no business in getting involved with that we don't even know what we're going to do with, right? But, the military-industrial complex, they love it, Jeff Carrere.
Well, eventually we're going to get somebody who's going to secure the border and put America first. I think his name is Donald Trump. We need him back in the White House, Bill.
Him and reinforcements, Jeff. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Thank you, my friend.
Yes.
Take care. God bless.
All
right. Bye.
Thank
you got it.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick,
free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
I'll tell you, time is flying when you're having fun, right? Are we having fun yet? I'll tell you, you know, our commitment to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, you know, not to dumb you down, but to smarten you up, you know, and we are doing the research and we're getting the guests on to present the truth, the whole truth and nothing but, I mean, we're so blessed, you know, you think about it and you know, and having the ability, first of all, I'm grateful to GCN. Who is our, you know, satellite operation that distributes this radio show all over the world, because we can be independent, not beholden to the influences and the leverage pullers in newsrooms today and radio stations and mass and these bigger operations that tell you, oh, you can't talk about that or you can't do this. Look, we're allowed, you know, by God's grace and mercy, we're allowed to go and pursue the truth no matter where it leads and bring it forth to you so that you can have a better understanding of what's happening with your government, your world, your culture, because it impacts your family, impacts everything America. You see what's going on right now. It's absolute madness. And they would lead you to believe Joe Biden and the ruling, you know, powers of today and the bureaucracy would want you to believe, hey, not to worry here. It's okay. Move on. It's all right. But, you know, this is what's happened with nations in the past. They follow that path. They become apathetic. And then next thing you know, they're like the frogs, you know, the proverbial frogs in the boiling water. Adam Holtz joins us now. He's the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. He's here to talk about our culture, family-friendly movies, streaming, and, of course, some sad news that we'll talk about in just a moment. Hey, Adam, good morning. Good to have you with us, sir.
Bill, glad to be with you. Thank you.
Well, I mentioned the sad news, you know, yeah. As well, Mandisa. I was sharing with the audience earlier, I met her several years ago with the I Can Only Imagine tour. I guess that was in 2019. We were on the red carpet together in Nashville. And what an exceptional individual that, you know, she's you know, the kind of person, and I, not that I knew her, like I told everybody, it's not like we went to lunch and we were good friends and we had, you know, family in common or anything like that. But there's some people that you meet, Adam, that are just so genuine. You just know. I mean, she just exuded the love of Christ in a very special way, in my humble opinion.
Oh, that's exactly right. And I mean, it's just heartbreaking to have somebody who was so outspoken for Christ mm-hmm. to be gone so soon. I mean,
yes.
she was 47, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Just, oh, it's heartbreaking. So I was,
and we don't know why or how she passed away. Their family is keeping that, I guess, shut down right now. At least the reports that we're getting, but regardless, the fact of the matter is their family is grieving, and we need to pray for her family. And on the other side, of course, we know that her temporal journey is completed, and now she's on to her eternal journey. God bless her.
Yeah, that's
well,
exactly
well
right.
done. And well done, right?
And, you know, every day when we read the news, right, there are likely going to be names of people who have died. And,
yes.
And that is, you know, it's part of our existence. But I think it often can offer us, especially when it's unexpected like this, a chance to reflect on our own mortality, because we're not in control, right? We're not guaranteed tomorrow. And we need to be cultivating, you know, thankfulness and intentionality to make the best of the time that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the phrase that has captured me this morning, especially, Adam, is living in Christ. What it means to live in Christ.
Yes.
And I'll tell you that it really, really, the Holy Spirit got a hold of me and said, "Hey, you need to hang on this." So this is going to be one of those meditative phrases that I'm going to be dealing with, you know, for as long as God wants me to, because I've read that time and time again, but for some reason, the Holy Spirit said, "No, you need to deal with this right now."
Yeah.
I said, "Okay." And in a sense, that's what you're talking about, because when you're living in Christ, your worldview, your perception, boy, you talk about dramatically altered, because we're so influenced by a culture that says me, should it be all about you, right? Jesus is clear, saying, "Hey, look, if you want to be part of the kingdom, you too have to pick up your cross and follow me." You know, so what does that mean?
Right. No, what does it mean? And I think that what you're saying is absolutely right. We live in a culture that is constantly, every moment that we're looking at a screen, practically, we're getting messages about what constitutes real life, good life, you know. And what did Jesus say? He said, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and life to the full, or abundant life, some translations say. And abundant life, you know, unfortunately, I think that's gotten co-opted at times by prosperity gospel folks, right? That, you know, it gets interpreted as a materialistic thing. And God may bless us materialistically, he may not, but that's not what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about life to the full. You know, I think about Paul praying at the end of Romans that you would have hope that overflows. And I think we all could probably name it, maybe hopefully, one or two people that no matter what they're going through, they're overflowing with hope. If you squeeze them, you know, what comes out is Jesus. I mean, to be a little bit corny. And that's the kind of person I want to be. And like you're saying, what does it mean? Well, that doesn't just happen accidentally. That's a life that we have to cultivate, right?
And we got
to get the weeds out of there, because they will choke out the life, as Jesus talked about in Mark 4.
Yeah, and they'll come at you from different angles. I mean, well-meaning friends even. This is why Jesus had to tell Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," because Peter was disconnected from the intention and reality of God himself. And Jesus straightened Peter out, and he straightened us out right away too when he said that. So that's all part of it. Well, look, we got about 4.5 minutes left, and I did want to talk to you. I got to tell you, I had a chance to see again, Unsung Hero, because it's getting ready, you know, for release.
Perfect.
Wow,
yes.
what What a terrific movie. I think just in time for Mother's Day, because kind of, you know, yep. some people are going to see the Mother's Day application. But I also saw the Father's Day application, too, in this as well. Right?
No, absolutely. And if you're not familiar with it, Unsung Hero tells the story of David Smallbone and his family. And that name may not be familiar either, but most folks have either heard of Rebecca St. James or the band For King and Country, which is her two much younger brothers, Joel and Luke Smallbone. And actually, I believe it was Joel plays the father, plays David.
Yes, exactly, plays David. Yeah, exactly. I had to do a double take on that. I'm going, what? You know, kind of deal. Yeah, right? Very well done. Yeah.
But it tells a story of, I think, an ambitious man. I think it's fair to characterize David that way, and not in a necessarily a bad way, but he was an Australian concert promoter in the 80s, and he overextended. He was
living large. I mean, the guy's living large. Everything's going great until all of a sudden he runs into Job.
Right, he runs into Job, and what happens is there's a recession, and he's spent a bunch of money to promote Amy Grant's Australian tour, and it falls flat, and they lose everything, and they come to he and his six children and his wife's pregnant.
And one in the oven.
Yeah,
exactly.
They come to Nashville thinking that they're going to, well, he thinks he has a job working for Carmen, another Christian musician who was big in the 80s, and that falls through, and it's actually not particularly flattering for Carmen, who died fairly recently as well. But they end up pretty much with nothing. I mean, they rent this old dilapidated house, but it's a story of what happens when you hit rock bottom and you see this family pull together in an incredible way, and then God blesses them in incredible ways, and David especially has to eat some crow along the way. He's humbled. He deals, I think it's safe to say, with some depression. And he has some moments where he's, you know, rightly told, you need to snap out of it, brother, and get with the program, because this is what's happening. And so I think,
and his wife came alongside and understood,
totally.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is what's so cool about this, and it's not like, you know, it's presented like, oh, she's the I mean, she's a wife. She's another human,
right.
But she sees the pain of her husband, the fact that he's, in a sense, he's lost his identity, right?
Yes, totally. That's exactly right. And even though I've talked mostly about him, the unsung hero in this story is her. I mean, she really is. She is the focal point of the story. It's her faith. It's her courage. It's her inventiveness as the kids do things like mowing the yard. I mean, I think my favorite part of the movie, it's a tiny spoiler, not plot-wise, but they put a kind of a poster thing up that says, please and thank you. And please is a prayer request, and thank you are the prayers that have been answered. And you know what? As simple as it is, sometimes it's the simple stuff that we lose track of.
Exactly.
And just being dependent on God and being, you know, having gratitude. Mm. I thought it was incredible, Bill.
Oh, I loved it as well. I think that what's happened is Post-it notes are going to sell out after you go to see this movie.
I think they will too.
Right. I mean, because I routinely I'll put, you know, things, impressions that I have, you know, that God has given me, and I'll put them on my mirror. But to see actually right there in the kitchen area where they were at, where they were constantly passing this area, they were seeing the things they prayed for, and they would move them from the things that they asked for and the things that God had delivered to them. The other big thing for me was the quote from Mother Teresa. This touched me. It says, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Such a beautiful message. Definitely.
Yeah, without a doubt. But so next week, you'll get a chance to see it on the big screen, Ito. And I'll tell you, it will bless you and set you up for Mother's Day and cause you to love your mother even more. Wow. Just saying.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, here he is, Adam Holt. Thank you, Adam.
Daily, we're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilkington.